KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itakwini residents will be paying more for refuse collection from next month. The tariff increase was approved during an executive committee meeting at City Hall yesterday. NewsWatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
The municipality says the increase will help the cleaning and solid waste unit remain financially viable. It says the cost of running waste services in Itakwini is rising, adding that the tariff increase still doesn't cover all the expenses for effective solid waste management. The municipality says the service is key to ensuring that residents and visitors enjoy a clean city. Businesses will pay 9% more for refuse collection services from March. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Parts of KwaZulu-Natal are mopping up after last night's heavy rains, flooded homes and roads. In Itakwini, several people have lost their lives in structural collapses.
Four fatalities were reported in Ifolweni, KwaMakhutha, Demet and Entsimbini after a wall collapsed while the occupants were asleep.
Rescue teams earlier dug out a couple from their home that was hit by a mudslide in KwaMakhutha, while the body of a 35-year-old man was also recovered from the rubble of a house in Adams. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says some of the areas affected by the downpours include Amanzimtoti, Morton, Clarewood and Isipingo.
As a safety precaution, beaches in the city have been temporarily closed until further notice. The muddy water and pollution streaming in from flooded estuaries has led to the temporary closure of the Umdloti Beach, Isipingo Beach, Pipeline Beach, Toti Main Beach, Warner Beach, Winkelspruit Beach and Umgababa Beach. These beaches will be reopened as soon as conditions allow.
A passenger train has derailed after striking a herd of elephants near a wildlife reserve in Sri Lanka. Six elephants were killed and two were injured. No passengers were hurt. According to the police there, it's the worst such wildlife accident the country has seen. There's an estimated 7,000 wild elephants in Sri Lanka. And the Vatican says Pope Francis's overall condition remains stable, with blood tests indicating a slight improvement. The 88-year-old pontiff was admitted to a hospital in Rome last week with a respiratory infection and was diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. According to doctors, he's also suffering from asthmatic bronchitis. They say he is breathing on his own and is able to get out of bed to work from a chair in his room. The top story, Itakwini residents will be paying more for refuse collection from next month. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.